My name is Nyjah, and I'm going to tell you how you know you're in a toxic relationship and how to get out of it. All relationships start out happy, right? It's because you see these great qualities in this person, or maybe you just overlook the bad things. If you saw the bad qualities at first, you probably wouldn't date that person. 1 in 3 adolescents in the U.S. is a victim of physical, sexual, emotional, and verbal abuse from a dating partner. If you ever find yourself in this situation or you know someone who is, you need to know how to get out of it. Here are some other facts about toxic relationships and how to get out of it. A toxic relationship can also be an abusive relationship. So just because it's something that doesn't make you happy doesn't necessarily mean that it's toxic. It could just mean that, you know, it's just not meant to be. There are several ways to make or define a relationship as toxic. I would say, out of personal experience, a toxic relationship has lots of unhealthy characteristics, like putting each other down or constant fighting or cheating or abuse. And again, that can be physical, sexual, emotional, financial, anything like that. A lot of people don't know what financial abuse is, but financial abuse is basically when you have money and someone is basically just using you for that money, and they tell you how to spend your money and stuff like that, basically. Another thing that can make a relationship toxic is gaslighting. And gaslighting is when you know something is actually happening and they try to make you seem crazy. So if you're like, if in your mind you and even if you have evidence, you know that person is cheating, and they're like, no, you're crazy, this isn't really what's happening, this is what's happening. That's gaslighting. A toxic relationship can be a relationship with a family member, a friend, a coworker, or more than usual, a boyfriend or girlfriend. It is important that you know that you don't have any obligation to stay with them or be around them. You don't owe anyone anything. Some parents know that dating violence is an issue. However, 81% of parents have admitted that they don't. Some have experienced dating violence or have known someone that has been, so they know themselves that it is in fact an issue. Nearly 1.5 million students in high school experience physical abuse in a year. Of all female teens that have been in a violent relationship, 94% are between the ages of 16 and 19. 70% of the female adult population are between the ages of 20 and 24. Still, with these facts, only 33% have spoken up about it. Again, if you're in this kind of situation, you need to get out. It is not okay. And no one should think it's okay. And there's no excuse. But when you realize it yourself and you're ready to leave, or you think you may see signs, you need to leave. So here's some facts. Well, tips, I should say. First, you need to recognize that the relationship is unhealthy and, you know, it's just not going to work. So some signs of an unhealthy relationship are name calling, put downs like, oh, you're ugly, you're stupid, you're not like this person, you're not good enough, stuff like that. Constant fighting, threats like, oh, if you leave me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to self-harm, I'm going to go after you and your family. And distrust, like, if you know you don't trust them because you know there's something shitty about them, you should definitely leave them. If you feel like you need to look outside of your relationship, so, like, getting a second partner, you shouldn't be in that relationship anyway. You need to get out, even if your partner has another partner on the side, you need to get out that relationship, because that's just not okay. Second, it's not your fault. You should never feel bad about leaving your partner. You should do what's right for you, what's best for you and your well-being. If that person truly loves you, like as they would say they do, they would understand why you need to leave. They wouldn't try to hold you back. if they do, that's more of a reason to leave them. Don't ever let anyone make you feel bad about leaving. Third, no contact. When you leave someone, you need to cut them off all ways. Any way to contact you, you need to get rid of it. So, block their phone numbers, delete their social media, block them. You can do the same thing with your family. Like, just tell them to disconnect from that person, block them, move wherever they're from, because that person is very likely to show up where they know you've been or where they feel like they know you would be. Because I've seen it happen before, I've had it happen before, where you're just trying to be in your own space and have fun and go back to normal, but you just can't because that person will not let you. Fourth, final step, the final step, which is really hard for a lot of people, is try to move on. It's going to be hard to trust people. I know that I still have trust issues, but you have to at least try to trust someone. You can't just completely block people off. There are going to be lots of people that come in and out of your life. Not all of them will be people that you want to keep forever. Not all of them will be people that you need. You actually don't really even need anyone. But some people do, and I get that. So, like I said, if it's someone that you know is good for you, you need to keep them. If it's someone that is doing toxic things and making your relationship unhealthy, you need to leave. I can't say that you won't get hurt in the process of trying to move on, because more than likely you will. But it's important that you don't stay in one mindset forever. You need to move on just as much as you need to remember it. Remember what happened so that you can see the signs even earlier on in the relationship if it happens again. Which it more than likely won't happen, I hope. Don't dwell on it. If you do, you will always be stuck on that one part of your life, and you won't be able to move on, and you won't be able to be happy. If you have to figure out something that's best for you, that's good. If you figured it out, that's good. But some people don't, and some people need that extra push. So I'm telling you now, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, get out of it, because that's what's best for you, and that's what's going to make you happy in the end. Bye.